I'm scared of ghosts and dead people. I've seen so many creepy pictures about dead people coming out of their graves to hurt us, and ghosts in haunted houses. Now, if you haven't read the part about death and dying yet, maybe you should read it now. Our first story is Afraid of Ghosts. I never go to a campfire story hour without somebody's calling out, "Tell us a ghost story." And then everybody else joins in and cries, "Yes, do tell us a ghost story." Just why nice, clean, good children want to hear ghost stories, I have never been able to make out. And of course, I have never told one. That is, not until I heard this one. But this is a nice, clean ghost story, and it is absolutely true, and I'm sure it will be all right to tell it. Harry, Lester, and Jack had gone camping in the Ozarks. Their tent was pitched by a stream in the midst of a small forest. They had their fishing rods with them, and their 22 rifles, and were having a wonderful time. Surely three boys were never happier than these lads. That is, until one night. It was a moonlight night with a strong breeze blowing. Harry was in the camp getting the supper ready, hoping the other two would hurry up and come home from their fishing trip. "If they don't come soon," he said to himself, "the supper will be spoiled. I can't keep the fire going much longer with all this wind. I wonder what has happened to them." 2 hours passed. It was very late now. Harry was beginning to get anxious. Suddenly the bushes parted and Lester and Jack came hurrying in. "What happened?" asked Harry. "You're very late." "We've got to get out of here at once," cried Jack excitedly. "Let's pack up right away and go."
"Why?"
asked Harry.
"We've seen a ghost," said Jack.
"Yes, and it was coming right towards us," added Lester.
"Fiddlesticks," replied Harry. "I don't believe a word of it. What really kept you out so late?"
"It was a ghost," insisted Lester, "and it was right in our way. We couldn't pass it. So we had to walk miles and miles to go around it. It was terrible, Harry. Really, it was."
"Now look here, you two," said Harry. "What you need is a good supper. I'm afraid this food is spoiled, but make the best of it, and you'll feel better after a night's sleep."
"Sleep!" cried Jack. "I couldn't sleep here. We've got to pack up and get away quick. Last time we saw it, it was coming this way. It may be here any minute now."
"Pull yourself together," ordered Harry. "Take it from me, there is no ghost in this forest, never was and never will be. You must have been reading the funnies or something. Now have your supper, and then I'll go with you and find this ghost."
"Oh, no, let's not go back there again," protested Lester. "There's no knowing what it might do to us."
"Rubbish," said Harry. "We're going to find that ghost or else. So eat your supper quickly." The two younger boys obeyed. They were very hungry. Even so, while they ate, they kept looking among the trees as though they expected the ghost to appear any minute. Supper didn't take long. In their nervousness, they bolted it.
"Do you know where you saw this ghost?" asked Harry.
"Oh, yes," said Lester. "We know exactly. We could take you to the place easily."
"Is it far?"
"Not more than a mile from here," answered Jack.
"Are you really going to look for it?" inquired Jack. "Do we have to come?"
"Of course you have to come," said Harry.
"May we bring our guns?"
"If you want to," said Harry. "But I'm not sure what good it would do to shoot a ghost."
Off they went, Harry in the lead, with Lester and Jack closely trailing behind him, their guns gripped tightly in their hands.
There was something eerie about the forest at this time of night, with the wind rustling the trees and bushes, and the moon making soft patches of light on the greensward. Every crack of a twig, every cry of a frightened bird, sent cold shivers down the spines of the two younger boys.
"Look out," whispered Lester. "We're nearly there. I'm sure we saw it somewhere near here."
"But if it was moving towards you," said Harry, "how could you be sure it would be in the same place now?"
"Don't know," said Lester, "but it stayed about here quite a while, and we had to go a long way around to pass it." Suddenly Jack gave a gasp.
"There it is," he cried, "over there on the right. It looks like an old woman in a white cape. Do you see it, Harry?"
"Yes, I see it," said Harry. "It certainly looks like an old woman, but I'm dead sure it isn't a ghost."
"It must be a ghost," whispered Jack. "Let's get out of here. I think we better go home."
"Now look here," said Harry. "Take it easy. As I told you before, there is no ghost in these woods. As for that being a ghost of an old woman, it's impossible. Dead people don't come back as ghosts. Evil angels may appear in spiritist meetings, but they don't come into God's nice clean woods. The Bible tells us that the dead know not anything, and that they have no part in anything that is done under the sun," Ecclesiastes 9:6. "What's more, if we believe in God, we don't need to be afraid of ghosts or anything else."
"But," said Jack, his teeth chattering, look, it's coming towards us. Let's run home as fast as we can."
"I'm going over to see," announced Harry.
"Don't,"
cried Lester.
"It'll be all right," said Harry, striding towards the supposed ghost.
"We'll keep our guns ready in case it goes for you," said Lester.
"All right," said Harry, "but don't shoot. You're both so nervous you might hit me." Harry strode on. Suddenly he gave a big laugh. "Come on, you two. Come and see your ghost."
"Isn't it a ghost?" asked Jack.
"What is it?" asked Lester.
"Just the bark of a silver birch," answered Harry. "For some reason or other, a large piece of bark has come loose and is flapping around in the wind. When it blew your way, you thought the ghost was coming towards you. Ha, ha, ha! Let's get back to camp and go to sleep." They all walked back in silence. Lester and Jack were too ashamed of their fears to speak. In fact, that night was the last time they ever talked about ghosts. They knew that Harry was right. They knew they should have trusted God and not been afraid. Never again would they let themselves be scared by a birch tree ghost. You see, the Bible has the answer for us about being scared of ghosts or dead people. Why? Take a look. Ecclesiastes 9:5, 6, and 10. "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." And Job 14:12 says, "So man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep." So, if the dead are asleep, and they cannot wake up until Jesus comes, and they don't know anything, and they don't love or hate anymore, and they don't turn into ghosts, they can't haunt houses, and they have no part in what happens on earth,
then we don't have any reason to be afraid of them, right?
But some people claim to be able to talk to the dead. Who are they talking to?
Well, there is somebody who wants people to believe a lot of scary lies about death and God and the Bible and so on. And that is Satan. He is a liar and a murderer and hates God and truth, and he seems to get a lot of people helping him to tell his lies to make people afraid.